10 minutes are gone and now we try the solution. So we go to the Excel worksheet. Right here, Esercizio Exercise 3. T1 was equal to 7 seconds. T2 was equal to 4 seconds. The volume is 200 cubic meter and the surface of our sample was 10 square meter. Okay? Let me copy the subbing formula here. Just for having at hand. Okay, we have the subbing formula here, and now we need to compute A1, A1, and A2. Very easy, we just reverse the formula, so we write A1 equal 0.16 multiply the volume divided the first time. And is 4.57 square meter. A2 is more or less the same, is 0.16 multiply the volume and divided the 2. A square meter. Okay? That was okay. Correct for everyone? Raise your hands. Who got this correct? And now counter check. Raise your hand who make this wrong. Okay, that was easy. Now, why the area increased? We have here a delta A. A delta A, which is A2 minus A1. This additional absorption area came from the absorbing material which was inserted. 10 square meter of material. And hence, this 3.43 square meter of absorption came from 10 meter of material, which is the absorption coefficient alpha of this material. The absorption coefficient alpha will be the area of absorption divided the surface you have got. So is equal to 3.4 divided 10, which makes 0.34. And this is a pure number, is the absorption coefficient. Ma lo stesso, dai, è un esercizio. Ma è venuto uguale? Hai.
Allora no.
Bene, questo è consolante. When the result is right, the method was right. If the result is wrong, of course something is wrong. How is this different method? No. Sì. The difference must be made between the absorption area, not the difference between the reverberation time, because the relationship between time and area is not linear, is hyperbolic, is one the reciprocal of the other. So the product of time and area is constant. One is the reciprocal of the other, so making the difference of one is not the same as making the difference of the other quantity. You cannot write this relationship between the differential time. The increase of area causes a reduction in reverberation time, But the Sabine equation work holds independently for the two cases, when the room was empty and when the room was not empty. So here we have two independent cases. We have like two rooms actually. We have case one empty and case two in which some material was added on the floor. So in case two we have the volume is more or less the same. We don't take into account the fact that introducing the material reduces the volume, okay? This material is thin. So we don't take into account that volume here is likely smaller than volume here. Also, the surface of the wall was reduced slightly because 10 square meters of floor were covered by this material. But again, we are engineers, we don't take care of these details, which count only for 1 or 2% on the result, okay? So don't worry about that. So for us, the total surface is not changed, the total volume is not changed, the absorption A1, which was here, was smaller, and the absorption A2 we have now has been increased by the addition of the absorbing material. So the formula which we can write is simply A2 will be equal to A1 plus alpha multiply S. That's all. So from here we get alpha S equal a 2 minus a 1, which is what I call here delta A. It is A2 minus A1. And if you divide this by S, you get alpha. It's clear. We did explain this during the lesson in theory, but it's quite obvious given the Sabine formula how to work it back. What can happen and will happen during the examination is that you have to add something of your own. Don't hope to find the complete solution procedure in your handouts or in the exercise which I did during the lessons. You need to add your understanding, your knowledge. You have one formula, you have to reverse. It's not a big effort, but that is expected to be done at examination time, not to be retrieved by consulting the handout or a book, okay? The examination often, if not always, requires that you make some reasoning, some thinking, starting from the knowledge I gave you, but adding something yours for working out the computation, okay? Let's make another and go home. Another very quick and very simple. We go here, perhaps. No, this is again the same as before, more or less. I want to change now. Okay, it's reasonably a mixture of the previous two, so it can work. So we have an empty classroom like this one, which is a little bigger than this one, 20 meters long, 18 meters wide and 5 meters tall. And there is an initial reverberation time of 2 seconds. The frequency doesn't matter, actually. We insert, we have an omnidirectional source at 7 meters from the receiver, and we measure a certain sound pressure level. Now, if we allow that a number of persons come inside in the room, 200 is a big room actually, it's not like this small classroom, and each person has 0.5 square meter of absorption, you have to recompute the new reverberation time when the room is now full of students, and the new sound pressure level at the same distance of 7 meters from the source and the receiver. So the two formulas which you need to know are the two we used in the past. One is the Sabin formula, so let me retrieve it from the previous sheet here, and we go here and we pass it here. Let me rewrite with 0.16 as it is usual. And the second formula is the formula of the semi-reverberant field, because we are inside an enclosed room. So I insert the formula here if you don't have it by hand. And that is the sound pressure level LP equal LV plus 10 times the logarithm, is very similar to the previous line. 10 times the logarithm of open bracket, the ratio, Q divided 4 dot P, Greek P, dot D, oops, too big, sorry, too big, D squared, but now there is the reverberant field, which means, who remember what is here, plus what I have to write here, anyone knows? This was the direct sound, now there is the reflected sound. How do you compute the contribution of reflected sound? What I should add here? You don't remember? You should keep studying the topic while the course advances. Those are the very basics of room acoustics. 4/A. Okay. That's the formula. 4/A. This is the semi-reverberant field, and this is the Sabin formula. With these two formulas, you do almost everything in room acoustics. It's not a difficult science, room acoustics. Of course, you don't have to learn them with your memory. You need to have them written and to consult them when you need them. Okay? So, again, 10 minutes, and then we stop. And then we finish for 6 o'clock. Okay? No. Scusate. Teniamo i dati fissi per tutti. Sa, lo faccio diventare un po' più grosso, anche se no si legge un cazzo. Ecco. Fede meglio. Ricordate come prima che sono le unità assorbenti che si sommano, non il tempo di riverbero. Entrano le persone, crescono le unità assorbenti, ok? Questo è il calcolo da fare. O omnidirezionale vuol dire Q uguale 1, eh? Spero che lo capiate questo. Stessa cosa, perché qua
no, perché per calcolare
no,
l'EV
è stato chiamato
no, di, per calcolare l'EV
ma questa formula per il campo libero quindi quella è buona bello. È questa, ve l'ho scritta
sì, ma non abbiamo il livello
ben quello devi non... trovarlo l'EV è l'incognita
ma il livello di potenza
Allora, voi misurate il livello di pressione a sala vuota, dal livello di pressione ricavate il livello di potenza, che poi resterà lo stesso a sala piena. Ok? Quindi, a sala vuota, in questa equazione, conoscete LP, ricavate LV. Poi la sala è piena, LV lo conoscete già, ricalcolate LP. Si va avanti e poi si torna indietro. Cioè, questo è un legame causa-effetto. La causa è il livello di potenza, l'effetto è il livello di pressione. All'inizio voi conoscete l'effetto ma non la causa. Dopo che introdotte le persone, conoscete la causa e ricavate l'effetto. Ci siamo. C'è una formulina semplice, ve l'ho data. Allora ragazzi, ora che lo correggiamo, ci siete arrivati in fondo? Ci siamo o no? Allora, exercise 4. Oh man.